Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. Sure, I'm glad you did. I'm very excited today. We've got a very cool filmmaker guest on, I should say, Mr. Matt Thompson. He's got a new movie out called Debunkers, Inc. Matt, how are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, this is a cool movie. This is a... it's different than I normally get on my show, which is a good thing. I like that. Not that I'm complaining. We normally get, more sci-fi horror type, thriller type thing. And this is a fun movie. This is a family movie. And tell us a little bit about, because we don't want to give it away. It's out now, though, right? Debunkers, Inc. It came out September 10th? No, September 3rd.
September 3rd, yeah, it's out. You can see it on Showtime. You can see it on Amazon. There's a couple other outlets, actually, that it's still making its way out of, and I think probably within the next week you'll be able to get it on iTunes, Google Play, I believe Vudu, and, yeah, pretty much, all the streaming stuff. Yeah, it's a fun movie that it was like the best case scenario for us all, honestly. I just got together with the cast again recently. We've been doing these interviews, which has been amazing. And we just kind of, we were like, when we had a lot of us had just graduated college, like 6 months out of college. And when a lot of us had met in film school, and we just kind of like, we're like, let's just make a movie. And we just all put kind of a lot of passion into it and love into it. And we wanted to make something fun. And I wanted to make a movie that, anybody could enjoy, but also just stay true to these characters that sort of just like came out onto the page, which are just really just pure kids, young teens that essentially wanted to create something out of nothing and use some smoke and mirrors, which is kind of what we ended up doing in making the movie. Like the movie, the storyline really mirrors our whole process of making of, you sort of pretend like something's real until it's actually real. And then, it's fun, man.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Like I said, it's amazing to me. I am seeing I'm not in the movie business. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people for a living, and I've been doing that for a long time. And about 20 years for me. Oh, well, I don't know. 2001 is when I officially began that business.
Wow.
But it's been a long time. That's a lot of paint. Cool. But anyway, what happened right there in the early years of my world is the internet became mainstream, and it really took a big chunk out of the business of galleries. Before, painters and artists would have to, you'd have to court a gallery or get into a gallery, and what that meant is you were giving away part of your pie, part of your money. And that's how that works. Nothing wrong with that, especially if they do the work. If you're pulling more than they are, though, that's not really make sense. It doesn't really make sense. So what I saw with the streaming business is exactly the same thing. Everyone has access to movies in their pocket, in their phone, and on their televisions at home and what. And that's amazing for your filmmakers, because the gate is open now.
It totally. I mean, it's super empowering. Like I when I was in like middle school, I was sort of the end of the analog era, I guess, 90s kid, and so I sort of somewhat remember where the internet wasn't. It was obviously there most of my life, but it wasn't. I remember there was definitely a period of time in my childhood where it wasn't like the thing to go home and it was just go on the internet. I remember that switch happening, and it was just as I was actually really getting into making videos. And so I remember when it was just like it would take a day to upload a video onto YouTube, because I still had dial-up internet. And but so for me it was like it's super cool to see that all the technology has made it just like an extraordinarily empowering process for anybody, no matter how, you know, like whatever kind of lack of resources you might have, you can still have people see your product. For us, it's just mm-hmm. always been, you know, I just wanted to make movies. So like the technology enables sort of like, it's cool that this film was a case study in enabling an audience to see it just as easily as the technology has also enabled creators to just make it in the first place. I mean, the way that we were even able to make the thing for, you know, such little resources, you know, just kind of shows. I know that couldn't have been done in the past, but it's really cool that now, you know, I can just call, you know, a friend can just say, hey, I'd love to see your film. And it's just so easy for them to go on, you know, and see it. And that ultimately just kind of brings it back to like, you know, since it's a little easier these days to get things out there, you really have to come back to, well, what's going to make people want to actually watch it? You know, what's going to sustain people because it's like, it is great that like, it's easier, I guess you could say, to put things out, but you know, it's still, there's like, you know, should be a bar to entry of just, content level and, you know, something that the idea is it's kind of out there now. It's always out there. So make it worth, you know, right. people's while, you know?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, before you would have to find, Matt, you'd have to go, I don't know, I imagine they're not cheap, a big crane if you wanted a big aerial shot or something. Now you have a drone, you know?
Right.
There you go.
And you it know, does.
Got to do the sound over.
And, for sure. And I mean, so it's like there's a level to which this kind of movie couldn't have been done in the past. But also it was really cool because, you know, you find people that have to really specialize in their craft, even though it's not as expensive to do. It still takes a craftsman to be able to do it well. You know, there's a difference between you going out and buying a drone and throwing it up and, you know, taking 10 minutes to figure it out versus somebody that really understands,
how
to fly something this speed. Yeah. And like, you know, even so, and so I think this movie, like, yes, it was easier to do in the past, but it was really like, you know, what we did was bring together a group of just like super talented artists and craftsmen who really were waiting for like a big project to kind of like sink their teeth into and really show, hey, you know, I know I'm young in my career, but this is sort of what I've been working for the past, you know, I mean, all these guys have been loving what they do. I mean, I've been making movies since I was 10, you know? And so we're like, let's actually really, you know, do what we, let's put it all into something, you know? And
which is like probably less than a third of your life. You know what I mean? If you think about it that way, you know, I mean, you've been on this path and that's cool. That is cool because what that says is that says tenacity and dedication. And I think in any business, such a creative field, so you have to have those. If you want to do anything, you got to be able to work. And
now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming Smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form Smiles.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more. Including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out L'ApothecaryUnique.com, spelled L'ApothecaryUnique.com. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
It amazes me because there's so many plates in the air. There's so many moving parts to it, and none of them are free. You know, you got to come up with the money, do the thing, and then, you know, get it out there to everybody. It's,
and I think
a big deal to me.
The future, too, is, I mean, you're seeing that you can be really surgical about the filmmaking process these days. You can be very I think if you know what you want, if you know what the product's supposed to be, you know, it just takes a little bit of resourcefulness to just sort of say, hey, you know, like, we don't actually need all this money to do this thing. We actually just need like a very specific usage of someone's time in this manner and in this manner and in this manner. And it really, you know, there's definitely, I think, less excuses for people to say, you know, I can't do it. I think it's more just like, assume the fact that it can be done, just find like the, you know, the right way to do it. And for, you know, for us, like, that was, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. We, in fact, like, but we made it a point to say, hey, the whole thing is not going to be complaining about the fact we don't have enough, but let's let it empower us to say, what could this lack of resources empowering us, like, creatively to come up with? So, you know, the creative confine of, you know, the producer basically said, hey, we've got this location that we need to make the story around. That was part of the deal of, you know, when the movie first began, is I've got a high school location. We've got a certain amount of days to shoot there. Now let's start with what kind of story could be compelling there. So it was super cool to have a creative confine, a creative discipline. It almost made the writing process easier because it's not like I was just sort of like, oh, what could I make a movie about, you know? And then basically from there, everywhere, you know, like everywhere down the line became a matter of, well, we've got a very small box we've got to fill, you know, we've got a very specific, we only have 4 hours to do this scene. So how are you going to do it? You know? And so it's like, okay, well, clearly I only have time to film what's absolutely essential here. And, you know, I'm going to try to combine as much as I can into camera blocking and camera movement because I don't have time for actual coverage. So, like, everything lent itself actually to just saying, let's respond to the restrictions in a way that says, let's use them so that it's, like, you know, makes it even more precise of how we're doing things, you know?
Well, I think it's from a creative standpoint, that's amazing. From a tactical standpoint, that's amazing. I always tell people kind of rib on me, my friends, a little bit, because I've said this many times, I'll say, one of the things I like about, even in my little peripheral corner of the entertainment world, is I love when people tell me I can't do something because I use it like rocket fuel. I'm like, oh, really? Well, stand back, because guess what, you know, and it's almost like you're doing that with your creative process there, your writing and whatnot, and you're reverse engineering it. You're like, okay, well, here's the parameters that we have to, that we can work in. What do we do with that?
Exactly. I mean, and that is the story. Thanks, man. I mean, I totally agree with you. I mean, that is the story of Debunkers, Inc., too. It's the story of, you know, you've got these high schoolers that are just want to create a legitimate business where they could be solving mysteries and be, you know, detectives, and they take themselves super seriously, even though they're not taken seriously by anybody else. But in their taking of themselves, like, this is legitimately what I'm passionate about doing and what I want to do. And maybe we don't have the nicest resources, but look, we're going to make it happen. And then boom, they have a real case, you know, and that's the whole movie's over. So in a way too, it's the same for us. It's like a lot of people say, you know, go once you graduate, you know, film school, or once you're just beginning in your career, you know, go and, you know, there's a lot of paths, a lot of ladders to start on, whether you're, you know, at an assistant level position, or you're going to work at a studio, or, you know, go make short films or something. And I think what, for me, like what it makes me feel and what I think brings the best out of me is to just go for something that's like really bold, because it's like, well, I've already set this in motion and I know that I'm not going to let something come out that I'm not really happy with. So like, I have to do it now. You know, it's almost like you set yourself up to say, okay, well now I got it. Like, there's no excuse. Yeah, exactly. Like, I got to do it. And, you know, we find too that people are attracted to, people that like want to give their all. Like, you know, I think like we all just really cared about this movie, and hopefully that comes across when you watch it, is like, even though it is super fun and it's light and, you know, like there's a lot of care and devotion behind every frame, from, you know, the colorists that lent their time to really just make it every frame feel like, you know, you could pull it and you know it's from Debunkers, or, you know, the sound designers and the musician. The original score is an hour of original music that this super talented composer I've been working with for a couple of years, Eric, you know, did. So, just a lot of care, you know, care and devotion. And then the smoke and mirrors becomes real.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened, because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
It's a cool movie. It's let me preface this. My listeners, or longtime listeners, I'm sure pretty much know, I do not have children. And it's not that I have anything against children. I just, had a good time for most of my,
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I watched the film, and my girlfriend, my fiance, I should say, she's gotten me into watching family films, Disney and whatnot. She's really into that. She enjoys it. And I am, too, now watching some of these. And I really enjoyed this film. I could see the child interest, where a child would be interested. But I also think adults would like this film as well. This is one you could watch with your kid. You know, it's a good, fun family film. Good work.
Well, thank you. That's you know, the best thing we could hear, because, you know, I'm not a father. I don't have kids yet. But I think that anytime you can make somebody feel like a kid, no matter what age they are, it's like a really good feeling, you know. And I think that, you know, it's like, as I'm getting older, I don't forget what it's like to be a kid. There's a lot of other stuff that comes up in life that you got to do. But I think anything that gives you the opportunity and gives you permission to use your imagination again, how can that not be a good thing for the world, you know? So for us, like, that was
exactly
a huge thing. We wanted to do that. And, you know, I love movies like Spy Kids, and those movies they're for kids, but they're also, like, I think that they're really enjoyable for, you know, for adults as well. And of course, I threw in the little things in there, too. Like, if you've ever owned a business, you know, like, there's the S Corp and taxation and all this stuff that is so funny because the high schoolers are all into. So, you know, I think those are things that, yeah, obviously older people might relate to or kind of get a chuckle at.
Oh, absolutely. I just saw somebody post on my Facebook feed before we came on the show. They're like, well, I'm officially a CEO now. My accountant just got my S Corp. I'm like, whoa, okay, that's great. You'll save a little money on taxes. Maybe. If you do it right, hopefully you will.
Right. It's hard.
I've known people that went the
other
way.
And laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then you have young people all into it, you know.
Absolutely.
And the cool thing about this film –
Oh, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I was going to say that the you know, while we were making this, so my creative partner, I own a production company in LA with, his name's Matt Law. He was the cinematographer on the project. He also played a little cameo role in there for Clark. He and I had just started our production company at the time that I was writing the movie. We just started a couple months previously, and we were so inundated with a lot of that, you know, initial world of getting a company started, whether it was the, you know, the taxation or the S Corp and all that. And the joke was that we always felt like, man, we're spending a lot of our day with this business stuff more than we actually are making movies. And so that was kind of the real life inspiration for it. The debunkers kind of spend most of their time worrying about the contracts and the numbers lining up as opposed to actually solving mysteries. And I've just never seen that in a movie before, where you're like, you know, all these agencies, especially if they're young, like, they got to deal with all that stuff, you know? And I was like, maybe there's a way we can work it in, you know, to be clever.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I like about even the initial plot line of this is some kids wanting to have this agency, this detective business, this idea, is it gives anything that gives kids a chance to, hey, this is a crazy idea, but I'm going to try it. I think that my hat, my fedora goes off to that. I love it. It's an awesome thing. Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I did do a Google search and whatnot. And of course, with any of this stuff, I don't even really do this. So I really don't even look at other reviews, because there's a bunch of creeps out there. Not a bunch. There's a few that I saw. But, you know, I mean, was this Citizen Kane? No. Was it trying to be? No. This was a family film.
Right. Exactly.
You know, we could get all art schooly and, you know, talk about the symbolism of, you know, the color of the lockers or whatnot, but that wasn't this film, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it wasn't. It was just the movie that we wanted to give it some spirit and some love, and we wanted to laugh a bit, and we did. We had a blast just making the thing, you know? So if anybody enjoys watching it, then, yeah, I mean, we were cracking up a lot. We're all friends, you know, we all know each other. We all it was like just getting a group of friends together to have a good time, and, you know, now we've got something to show. And
with your actors, do you knew these folks from film school, or did you go through a casting company, or how did that work? It's all very glamorous.
Majority,
no idea.
Yeah, about 70% of the actors were all people that I had already known and had either worked with before or were just friends with. And I'm just, you know, some of them were from an improv team at LMU. Some of them were people that went to film school. Some were just actors that I knew. Some I knew all the way back since high school. When I first wrote it, the producer and I, Ryan, we were like, you know, I think we might need to cast some local San Diego, because we filmed the film in San Diego. We might need to film some local San Diego or cast some, you know, maybe middle school or some actual younger people. But, you know, I was like, you know, for a film like this, that's just going to be really tough as it is to try to pull off. I just want to feel really confident and comfortable with the cast, because that's everything. And so I was like, you know, let's just do a screen test with some of these people that I've worked with for a while and see if they can play young, you know? And it's kind of funny when you got older people playing young, like everybody. I mean, in Greece, like, how old were those people? You know, just supposed to be like senior in high school. You know, it's like, it works. And it's,
every movie
as long as the authentic youthfulness comes across on screen, then I think it really doesn't matter how old they are at all. So, you know, we brought them together and I did a couple screen tests and watched them with the producer. And so we were like, you know, they really got this, you know, they could pull it off. And so, we all knew each other and I've worked with most of them consistently since then. You know, Nicole, who plays Sheik and Lexi, she and I just did a music video for Angels and Airwaves that she was in. And Josh and Nicole. So Josh, who plays Link, you know, they were both the leads of that music video that's out there now. And so we have a shorthand with each other, and you know, we like to just work with each other as much as we can.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now I know we're up against time, but I have to ask. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't. As I said, I really enjoyed Debunker Inc. And folks, we have a link to the website up on our show page. It's extremely easy to find, debunkers.com, and there's links to all the social media on there as well. And, very important, people. If you dig something, no matter what it is, indie film or you know, a band or whatever, like and share the social media. Very, very important in the metrics of it all.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Help
not a lot. Anyhow, I have to ask, Matt, now that this is out and, you know, it's doing its thing and whatnot, are the gears turning, are the wheels spinning for the next project? And if you can talk about it, what's that going to be?
Well, yes, the gears are always churning for a couple different things. So I actually just worked on a series that was on the History Channel called Unidentified Inside America's UFO Investigation. And that first
really?
Season is available on Amazon Prime. Yeah, and I'm about to gear up again for work. So, oh, yeah, it's incredible. I think it's surreal. It's
I love it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially if, you know, you've got a bunch of sci-fi fans and stuff out there, you know, I mean, the UFO phenomenon, I don't think has ever been talked about in such a credible way from such amazing people. I mean, I basically followed around, you know, former Pentagon officials and, you know, military personnel that all, you know, have been actually researching the phenomenon and have, like, considerable evidence and are just trying to get the public aware about it. So, you know, that was a project I've been working on. And then I've got an original project that I wrote. It's a mixtape of short films. So it's five short films that are all different genres, but the same sort of thematic thread. And then in between, I do a bunch of, like, you know, commercials and music videos and stuff up here in L.A. And right now I'm doing a lot with the band Angels and Airwaves and
Tom
DeLonge. Yeah. So here's a couple things you could check out. Right. You know, Google, but
oh,
in
absolutely.
Terms of other debunkers' work, that is a mystery for sure. About you know what the future will be with them, but I think those characters, like I created them with enough there that I think, you know, you give them any scenario, I think it'd be interesting to watch them do their thing. So maybe there is going to be a future there. Who knows?
Oh, that's so cool. Hey, and I got to mention while I got you on. You did a very cool, you were involved with a very, I guess you directed it, I'm not sure, or you were in some capacity of it, making of that, the Hollywood Masters series, which is fantastic, and if you're a film person or TV person or whatnot, check those out. Are those on Amazon as well?
Those are actually on Netflix. I was the editor on that
show,
and I worked in, like, a couple of different capacities on that. But, yeah, I cut together the first, I think, like, five episodes of the first season there, and they were actually shot at my alma mater at LMU. So it was
– Oh, wow.
Yeah, those are great. You want to get, like, some tidbits from some real legit filmmakers. Yeah.
Well, very, very cool. Well, Matt, you know, I know you're wicked busy, and, you know, you're such an inspiration because, you know, here you are, a young guy. Just, you're doing it, man. You're doing it. And anything new, you know, for a long time. I'm glad you're out there doing it, you know.
Thanks. I appreciate it. It's cool just that now people can see some of the stuff, you know, most of the things, you know, I think for the last, you know, 10 years. Almost 15 years.
You guys make stuff. This is what a lot of people don't realize. You know, I learned it. I didn't know this until I started doing the show. This is something I learned. A film will be film and all that and whatnot. And then it'll usually be a couple of years before it's out, before we can hear about it. So our guests on, like, actors from a film or something, and they're like, oh, yeah, when I filmed that, you know, that was 4 years ago. I've done 180 things since. I want to talk about, but happens.
Well, to throw back to film school years, I think Miyazaki said a quote that was like, you know, the only way to cure the curse of your old film is to make a new one. And it's so funny because just so many projects I've done since we filmed Debunkers, it's very much like, okay, I got to throw on the old hat of, let me put myself back into that headspace of when we made that one, because it's just, you just got to keep going, you know. And ideally, you're just making things so often that you just, like, you know, you pop up your head one day and you're like, oh, wow, yeah, like, that's sort of where I'm at right now. But it's just making sure that the next project is better than the one before.
I'm telling you, I will have projects where, you know, it'll be for a show or something upcoming or this or that. And I'll have a bunch of paintings finished for it. And then I can't show them for 3 months. And I'm like, oh, I want to post these on Facebook and just show how cool they are, you know, but you can't do it.
Yeah.
And I imagine that how it is in your business, too, you know.
Yeah, I mean, my love is the actual making, like the actual being in the room on the set making it. So for me, it's like my peak excitement point is during the making up. So I'm just trying to get to the next project as fast as possible. And then when the things start coming out and people start seeing them, half the time it's like, oh, yeah, oh, that's not oh, cool. Yeah, like, that's right, you know. I'm glad you're enjoying it, or maybe you're not, or whatever it is. But I'm just trying to get to the next project, you know, because that's where I just freaking love doing it. So it's easy to sometimes, I think, just keep, if I just made one project and then had to just sit around all day and wait for the world to see it, that would drive me crazy. But I think keeping things in the queue is a good way to cure that one.
Well, that's awesome. Well, man, it was so great meeting you, and I'm so glad you were on. I know you're busy, and I've kept you a little longer than I probably should have, but I apologize about that. You're just fascinating to talk to. But
no,
I really want to thank
such
you for being
on. Thank you for...
I can't wait.
Thank you.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry, dude.
I was going to say
thank you so
wait.
Much for having us on. And.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, giving love to our little film, it means a lot, you know, and people like you really, it truly does. I mean, we're very grateful for you and the time you're taking. So thanks very much.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Anything I do to help. Yeah, I can't wait to be on the show again for the next project. Very
thank
cool.
You, me too. Thanks, man.
Have a good one.
Hey, you bye. Too. Bye-bye.
And there you go, folks. That was Mr. Matt Thompson from Debunkers, Inc., a new family film that's out, baby. You can watch that on Amazon and a few other places, and a few places coming too within the week. So it'll be on iTunes, Google Play, all that. It's on Showtime right now. It's on Showtime, so you can, if you're a Showtime person, you know, you can. I'm sure it's on the Showtime demand, or you know, just call that up and whatnot, or wait for it to come on. Just sit in front of your television, put Showtime on. Do not look away, and eventually, they probably have about a 2-week repeat schedule. So, you know, within 2 weeks, you will see. You know, I'm kidding, of course. You can check it out on their on-demand feature. Or just go to Amazon Prime, you know, one of the others, or just buy it. How about that? This is a good one. This is a great one to have, especially, you know, if you go on long trips or anything like that. I know everybody has these. Everybody I know with kids have these little I don't even know if they're DVD or if they're a memory stick or something now. But they have them in the car so the kids can sit in the back and whatnot and, you know, be entertained and whatnot while the monotony of the travel is happening. So this would be a great film for that because it's fun and it keeps them entertained and whatnot. And, you know, and it's funny, so you don't mind listening to it over the seat. Very, very cool. Debunkers, Inc. As I said, we have a link up, debunkersinc.com. Well, that's going to do it for us today. We are out of here for the weekend. How about that? Wow, I am amazed. I'm trying to do this new thing with the show where I normally would have a show on Friday and Saturday. This week, I've got a bunch of stuff. I've got a couple art shows coming up, so I just really needed to schedule a couple days to work on that stuff. But I think until the rest of the year, we're probably going to be doing shows Tuesday through Saturday. That's the plan in my mind. If we can make that work, that would be great. But yeah, man, it sure is nice having a couple days off. Not that just so I can get other stuff done. I'm turning into such an old man. I'm like, well, I got to do this in the yard. I got to put that fertilizer down. I got to do this and trim those trees, you know. Part of growing up. It's sad. I miss my nightclub days, man. I'm a party and down date. No, not really. Well, every so often. Nah, you know. I like having the time now. Anyway, and very, very cool. Well, we will be back on Tuesday. As I said, we've got a really cool film. If you saw the new Tarantino film, we've got the guy that film is loosely based upon, the real-life person, stuntman. Gary Kent, he's going to be on with the director of a movie about him, a biodoc called Danger God. That's going to be on Tuesday, so check that out. I am a little bit intimidated, but very excited nonetheless about that show. So that's going to be very, very cool. I'm just intimidated because, man, Gary Kent's like, he is so cool. He is involved in so many classic, cool movies that I dig. I'm a little starstruck, but I'll get it together, ladies and gentlemen. I'll get it together.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for us. Everybody have a great weekend, and we are out of here. Oh, I forgot my little thing here. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms. Also, all the podcasting platforms we're on. We're on just shy of 200 of those. The big one is Apple Podcasts. If you are listening to the show in the future, on Apple Podcasts, do me a favor. It helps me out a lot. It doesn't cost you anything. Hit that ratings and review. What that does is keep us up at the top of the page over there at Apple Podcasts. And boy, is my life a lot easier when that's the case and I'm talking to advertisers. So, it helps me out a lot. I appreciate it. Cool. Well, that's it for today. We will see you next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm going to get back into these paintings. Man, got to get these done. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.